This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer Report. Google decides to do evil to its workers. Remember back in the old days, which might have been only a few years ago, but certainly seems so 20th century now, when it seemed okay that Google was the go-to search engine for most everyone, the mail service for billions, map reader for the masses, and so much more? Sure you do. Their motto then was, do no evil. What a hoot. That was so before the principals were gazillionaires and could hide their libertarianism that values all things individual over anything collective, from governments down to the regular folks on the street. With a workforce of 100,000 direct employees around the world and 100,000 or more contractors, this do no evil thing is officially over when it comes to their own folks, much less the rest of us. Time to tighten the screws. Reports are out now that among their many contracts, their human relations folks have hired IRI consultants, a notorious union buster, to give them advice on how and where to put their boot on their employees' necks. I know IRI well enough. They were a household word for SEIU organizers, and in 25 years, Local 100 was affiliated there, just as SEIU is a household word for them on their websites as they tout efforts to thwart the service employees' hospital organizing drives. One of the few listservs I still get is a regular alert and spreadsheet on union busters, since they're required to file with reports on their activity, though most, like IRI consultants, do their dirty work in secret. The dissembling by Google over IRI's work for them is a piece of the same cloth, though many of their recent actions, as reported by their workers, smell like them. Google has been moving to close down its more open culture of employee outlets for wide-ranging comments. The company now wants to know about any meeting of 100 or more workers or requests for 10 or more rooms. Weekly all-hands meetings are now monthly and only vetted topics allowed. Google is reacting to a growing feistiness by its workforce. A relatively small walkout freaked them out. A petition against Google contracting with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency was a pimple on management's butt. There's no real threat of a union organizing drive across the company, but this whole legally protected concerted activity thing under U.S. labor law is shaping them as well. The attempts by the National Labor Relations Board to now curtail what they are willing to protect as concerted activity on company email servers is undoubtedly a flashing neon light for Google and its buster buddies to try to suffocate their workers communicating with each other about Google, their work, and their grievances. Recently, the EEOC has partially kept the door open to protect workers when they are communicating collectively by email about sexual harassment, but the retreat of the NLRB is significant. California labor law may protect some Google workers based around headquarters, but all the signs are bad as the company begins cracking down harder. Do No Evil was a good early recruitment tool for Google and a pretty good marketing for the rest of us, but the new Google practices are less about changing or doing good in the world and more about holding on to every penny along the way. Do evil, or whatever it takes to your workers, is standard operating procedure for mega companies, so put Google on that list is the same as the rest and far from the best. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.